Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ, this is Daniel White the Third with the Scripture and the Sense podcast, number 306, where I simply read the Word of God and give the sense of it, the understanding of it, based on an authoritative commentary source such as the Bible Knowledge Commentary. This podcast is based upon Nehemiah 8:8, where it says, Ezra and the Levites read in the book, in the law of God, distinctly, and gave the sense or the understanding of it, and caused them to understand the reading. The aim of this podcast is that through the simple reading of the Word of God, the Holy Bible, and the giving of the sense of it, the church would be revived, is my prayer, and the world would be awakened and saved, is my prayer as well. Today, beloved, we are reading Hosea chapter 9, verses 1 and 2. Let's pray first. Holy Father God in heaven, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace. Thank you for your holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God who has taken away the sin of the world. As believers in Christ and believers in you, we individually confess our sins, our failures, and our faults. For Jesus Christ's sake, where we have violated your holy word in the Old Testament or the New Testament, for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive us of our sins, as we from our hearts, by your grace, forgive those who have sinned against us. Crush and crucify, Lord, our flesh and the old man within us, and fill us all afresh and anew with the fullness and the power of your Holy Spirit. Help us to always walk by faith and not by sight, and help us to stop thinking that we must feel something when we pray or when we walk by faith. Lord, help us to live based upon your holy word, and help us to love your holy word, to cherish it and to obey it, and to share it with others for your glory, praise, and honor. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Hosea chapter 9, verses 1 and 2. Rejoice not, O Israel, for joy as other people, for thou hast gone a whoring from thy God. Thou hast loved a reward upon every corn floor. The floor and the winepress shall not feed them, and the new wine shall fail in her. Ladies and gentlemen, I just read in your hearing Hosea chapter 9, verses 1 and 2. Now here is the sense of it. or the understanding of it, from first the Matthew Henry commentary. And by the way, Dr. Tony Evans has a new commentary, and also a new study Bible. May I encourage you to get it for your library so that you can understand the Word of God better. Matthew Henry brings understanding by saying, regarding this passage, Israel gave rewards to their idols in the offerings presented to them. It is common for those who are stingy and I'm just going to use the word that Matthew Henry used here, because it is a word in the dictionary. It is common for those who are niggardly in religion to be prodigal upon their lusts. Those are reckoned as idolaters who love a reward in the corn floor better than a reward in the favor of God and in eternal life. They are full of the joy of harvest and have no disposition to mourn for sin. When we make the world and the things of it our idol and our portion, it is just with God to show us our folly and correct us. None may expect to dwell in the Lord's land who will not be subject to the Lord's laws or be influenced by His love. When we enjoy the means of grace, we ought to consider what we shall do if they should be taken from us. While the pleasures of communion with God are out of the reach of change, the pleasant places purchased with silver, or in which men deposit silver, are liable to be laid in ruins. No famine is so dreadful as that of the soul. Now, the Bible Knowledge Commentary brings understanding, scholarly understanding, which I think is important. This judgment message contains four subunits. The first 9:1-9 begins with a direct address to Israel, which serves as a formal marker of a new section. Each of the other subunits begins with an allusion to Israel's early history. Israel was not to rejoice in expectation of a plentiful harvest because her unfaithfulness had precluded any further divine blessing. At every threshing floor, Israel had erroneously attributed the prosperity of her harvests to Baal. She had become an adulteress, offering worship to Baal and receiving from Baal the wages of a prostitute. Those wages were wheat at the threshing floor, vines and figs and food, water, wool, linen, oil, and drink. That is, Israel believed that by prostituting herself in worship of Baal, that Baal in turn blessed her crops and gave her other necessities of life. The plentiful harvests were about to end in fulfillment of several covenant curses. The Lord would take away her grain and wine. Wine presses were used for both grapes and olives. Since wine is specifically mentioned in the last line of Hosea 9:2, wine presses may allude primarily to oil in this context. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Scripture and the Sense podcast. Please remember to read the Word of God, the Holy Bible, each and every day of your life, and pray without ceasing to God about everything, and for wisdom to understand His Word and apply it to your life. Most importantly, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou, you shalt be saved. Please stay tuned for a complete presentation of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ so that you can get your soul saved from hell to that wonderful place called heaven when you die. May God bless you and keep you is my prayer. Now, dear friends, if you're with us today and you do not know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, allow me to show you how you can place your faith and trust in Him, Jesus Christ, for your soul's salvation from sin and hell. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." We all have failed God. We're all guilty before God. You do not have the right to look down your nose at others. You're just as wicked as others. Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin always. You will be paid for your sins one day. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Our payday someday is death. To these beautiful bodies, death to so many things before you die, death to marriages, death to relationships, death to material things. You will experience 1,000 deaths before you die because of sin. But ultimately, you will die physically. Your body will be put in a cold, dark grave. And that ought to be frightening because it is frightening. But more frightening is that your soul, if it dies without Christ, will go to a burning hell to spend eternity in a dark place, even though there's fire. You say, "Preacher, I don't believe that a loving God would put people in the hell." Well, Jesus Christ, the loving and lowly one, preached more on hell than he did about heaven. Jesus Christ, the loving one and the lowly one, preached more on hell than any prophet in the Bible. He said in Matthew chapter 10, verse 28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible says in Revelation 21, 8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone," which is the second death. Whatever you do, don't experience the second death, because it's bad news. Hell is bad news. But I have good news for you. You don't have to go to hell. Jesus suffered and bled and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again on the third day, and he said these words to you before he left here. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish," that is, perish in hell, "but have everlasting life. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou, you shalt be saved." Pray and ask Jesus Christ to save your soul and to come into your heart and change your life. He will do it. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered and bled and died on the cross for your sins, was buried and rose again, and you're ready to trust him as your Savior, pray and ask him to save you, and he will. I'll be glad to lead you in prayer in what is called the sinner's prayer or the prayer of salvation. Repeat after me phrase by phrase and mean it from your heart. Let's pray. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner, that I have done evil in your sight. I am guilty because I have broken your Ten Commandments, your law. I've taken your holy name in vain. I've dishonored and disobeyed and disrespected my own parents. I have lied many times before. I have lusted after people and things and what others have. I've stolen things before. So Lord, that's 5 to 6 commandments I've already broken out of your Ten Commandments, and so please have mercy and grace upon me. For your holy Son's sake, Jesus Christ, please forgive me of all of my sins. As I now believe with all of my heart, the best way that I know how, in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered and he bled and he died on the cross for my sins, was buried and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past, and help me to turn from my evil ways. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you believed in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day, allow me to say to you, dear friend, congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. And Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Until next time, my beloved, God loves you. We love you. And may God bless you real good until next time. Now, I may be traveling here over the next few days, but I will resume preaching as soon as I get back. And I will do some preaching while I'm on the road. So thank you so much for your prayers. Please continue to pray for us, and we will continue to pray for you. God bless you until next time.
If you look at the hard left and how they treat law enforcement in the last 5 or 6